Cicely Tyson is back on the stage in Boston in the play Trip to Bountiful by Horton Foote. In the play, Tyson plays Carrie Watts, or Mother Watts, an elderly widow who lives with her son and daughter-in-law in a cramped apartment in Houston. She longs for one thing more than anything else in the world, to return to her childhood home, the small town of Bountiful, one last time before she dies. Here's Cicely Tyson in a scene from the Lifetime movie version of the play, which came out earlier this year.
If I could just set foot there for a minute, even a second, I might get some understanding of why my life has grown so empty and meaningless, and why I've turned into a hateful, quarrelsome old woman. And before I leave this earth, I'd like to recover some of the dignity and the peace I used to know.
Before that movie version, Cicely Tyson starred in the Broadway revival of The Trip to Bountiful. Now, in her late 80s, she's back on stage in an Arts Emerson production of the play right here in Boston. Performing with her are Blair Underwood, who plays her son, Ludi, and Vanessa Williams, who plays her domineering daughter-in-law, Jessie May. We spoke to them recently about the play. Both of them performed with Cicely Tyson in the movie version, and Vanessa Williams performed with Tyson in the Broadway revival as well. So she's followed The Trip to Bountiful from stage to screen, and now back to the stage, which she says she prefers because it reveals more of the complexity of her character, Jessie May.
You get a chance to see why she couldn't have children and what really is plaguing her marriage. And she's not just a shrew that you kind of see in the TV movie. You see more of her as a character, as a person, as a well-developed arc. And that's why I couldn't wait to bring her back to life.
Bring her back to life on the stage. She's easy to dislike. But as you were just suggesting, there's a lot behind her character.
I see Jessie May's role in Trip to Bountiful as a love triangle with Ludi in the center. She loves her husband and Mother Watts loves her son. And it's a constant battle and juggle to get his attention, to adhere to what we all feel will help him win in life, and also boundaries. I mean, they're the boundaries in where they're living in Houston in 1953 in a two-room apartment, not even a two-bedroom, a two-room apartment, is suffocating. They can't make love as a couple because they know their mother's in the next room. They can't even enjoy their living room space because that is also part of Mother Watts's bedroom. So it's all these cross lines that heighten the frustration, heighten the tension, and makes people act in a very abrupt kind of way, which you see how brittle it is at first. And it is very easy to say, oh, what a shrew, what a pain in the ass she is. But then you realize, could you imagine living with your mother-in-law for 15 years of your marriage in a two-room space?
Yeah, no, that's the part that...
And then having to worry about her escaping. And again, twice a year, every year she tries to escape, which you tell her not to. And we're worried about her health. And her only relief is Coca-Cola, drugstore, and go to the beauty parlor. That's it.
Right.
She used to go to the movies, and she can't even do that now because she has to watch her mother-in-law.
Well, let me ask you about the sort of central meaning. I'll come over to you, Blair. The Trip to Bountiful. What does it mean? Because it means something so specific to each of the three characters. What does it mean to your character?
Oh, my God. Bountiful to Ludi represents all of the hopes and dreams and aspirations and potential and possibilities that did not happen. It was interesting because I had seen the play in its preview in New York, and I remember watching the play, taking that ride for the first time, not knowing how it was going to end, wondering, why is he so resistant to go back to Bountiful?
This is what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, I went to some dark place, like maybe there was, you know, a murder or something like that. I thought it was even that much more profound in its simplicity, that it was the antithesis of that. It was all the positive things that could have happened that didn't, and it's devastating. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's extraordinary to me how many... especially middle-aged men come up to me after seeing this play, and they say, I can relate to at least wanting to be something that did not quite happen, you know, those deferred dreams. And that's really where Ludi is.
Yeah.
You know, no children. He feels like he hasn't made anything of his life, really. He feels like he's when we meet him, he's just had a nervous breakdown 6 months prior. He's gone through deep depression. This is not spelled out by Horton Foote, but that's what we're playing, and that's what's there in the lines. It's what's alluded to. So he's getting back on his feet again, and it's very difficult.
You know, the first time I saw it, I actually went through this debate in my head, and I was thinking, oh, Bountiful doesn't really exist. This is something that the mother has sort of made up. But then, of course, we realize that it is a real place. But one of the reasons I'm thinking that it's not a real place is because you don't want to take her there. Ludi doesn't want to take his mother back.
That's right.
Lily, please, son. I want to go home.
Mama, you know I can't make a living there. We have to live in Houston.
I can't stay here no longer. I want to go home.
I beg you not to ask me that again. I can do about it.
Ludi doesn't want to take his mother back.
That's right.
Why doesn't he?
Well, because it illuminates that much more of the reality of that. It can be a distant, faded memory in his mind.
Yeah.
But to actually go back to that physical, tangible place, you see, you know, you see the building, you see, you're sharing it with the person who, you know, you shared those hopes and dreams with.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting. You know, we as actors make up things. We have backstories in our minds, but I'll just share this with you, and I don't usually share stuff because it's mine. But when you look at that Bountiful set, there's a huge winding vine with flowers on it, and she pulls one of those flowers out. I'm always in the wings, like about 20 minutes before that scene, just to kind of watch, especially when the sheriff leaves, to watch her take that in. And in my mind, I see Cicely Tyson as I remembered her in Sounder, that young version of Cicely Tyson, and me as a 10-year-old boy planting that plant many, many years ago, and just everything that represents, the growth, the years, and just the house that's almost needs to be demolished. All of those memories I had with her, hurt.
That's amazing. I mean, that's something that's just kind of created in your imagination. That's not in the
Yeah, well, I'm the third banana in this piece. So, so you know, we have to create our own lives that we respond to.
And Vanessa, I'd love to ask you the same question, just what Bountiful represents to your character that you play?
Well, for my character, it's a place that she does not want to deal with because Jessie May is a forward thinker. And my work as an actress and my own personal application was my parents. My mom grew up in Buffalo, in inner city, has no desire to go back. Every time we went there for Thanksgiving, she did not want to go back, but she did because it was part of bringing her family back to where she was and visiting her mom. My mother's Bountiful is something that she loves where she is. Yeah. She loves being in close to New York City. She loves a life that she created with her own family, being Bountiful. So going back to the past is a step behind, and she loves where she is. And Jessie May, in 1953 in Houston, loves Houston. Yeah. She goes to the movies. You know, her best memory is going to three movies at a time in one day. Mm. You know, that's her Bountiful where she is now with her husband and hopefully some privacy in the future.
I'd love to ask you both what it's like to be on the stage with Miss Tyson at this stage in her career. You know, and I want to be polite and deferential, but she's not young, and yet she's doing this twice a day. On some days, it's really amazing.
It's extraordinary. I mean, there is the stamina and the energy and what it takes to do that, 8 shows a week. But then there's also the work itself. I mean, the work she's doing is brilliant. She's a master at what she does. So you take those two components, the work and then the stamina to actually make it happen. It's phenomenal. And more than a few people often that come backstage, and I've heard them the other night, and they'll say, I feel like I was honored to be here to witness this moment, to see her on stage. Because she is a woman of a certain age.
Yeah.
And this in many ways, although she alluded to a Bountiful 25 years ago, give me a Bountiful, meaning one more great role. And she's had a number of them.
Yeah.
But when she says goodbye to Ludi, she says, it's okay, I had my trip. To me, it's a double entendre. When she says goodbye to the audience, it's a double entendre.
Hmm.
Now, she said years ago, if she got her Bountiful, her version of Bountiful, she'd retire. She ain't retiring. I don't see her going anywhere.
Do you agree, Vanessa?
My favorite moment, you know, obviously working with such an incredible woman who inspired me as well as an actress, is at the very end when we have our final curtain call and Blair and I step back and allow her one last solo bow, and everyone always leaps to their feet and is in tears and is screaming and whistling. And then the Perry Como comes on, the song comes out, and we scoop her up and take her off the wings. And just watching her soak it in at that age gives me hope that that's what I want to be still doing at that age.
Mm.
And then when we lift her up, the glee and and the joy in her face is like she's a 15-year-old child, you know? She says, woohoo! We put her down. She kisses my hand. She kisses Blair's hand. We put her down off the wings, and she said, now that was a good one. And there's always a comment. She's always assessing how the performance was, what the audience said, and she's still alive. And that's why theater is ever-changing, and it's so seductive, because you want that same energy, that same visceral connection that you don't get in other realms.
Vanessa Williams and Blair Underwood are performing in the Arts Emerson production of The Trip to Bountiful, starring Cicely Tyson. It's on stage now through December 7th at the Cutler Majestic Theater in Boston. A lot more information at radioboston.org. And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show was produced by Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, and Kathleen McNerney. We had help today from Jamie Bologna. Tim Skog is our technical director. I'm Anthony Brooks. If you're traveling for the holiday, be careful on those roads. Have a great Thanksgiving, and join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.